Howie, let's talk about the deal and what, when you watch Doriel Green Beckham on tape, what do you see?
Well, the first thing that strikes you is the size, the length, the catch radius. He's a huge guy. Being able to go, and you saw it last year, him being able to go up and get the football, fades in the end zone, in the red zone. That's what it starts with there.
How does a trade like this happen?
Well, I think a lot of credit deserves to go to the Titans and John Robinson. You know, just the conversations are always easy with them. We get straight to the point. They were looking for a third offensive tackle, and we're looking for a receiver. And to get something in this league, you got to give up something. And that's just the way the trade panned out. And we wish Dennis the best of luck. And it's a hard trigger to pull when you're talking about a kind of person and contributor that Dennis has been to our football team.
You've talked about some of the young linemen who you see developing. Can you kind of talk about that group and how you've mitigated the loss of Dennis?
Yeah, I think when you look at Matt Tobin, a guy who started a bunch of games for us, and him transitioning to the tackle position, and you see the athleticism, the feet he possesses, and he's had a really good camp. And obviously we drafted V in the fifth round, and a great opportunity for him to take a step forward. And we have a bunch of other young offensive linemen here that we're excited to see what they do with this opportunity. And I think there's a level of excitement when you start playing young players. And for us, and where we are in our process right here, we need to know what we have. And that doesn't make it any easier to make this trade with Dennis, because he was a security blanket to us.